What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning for us to take our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported that 1,838 new cases of COVID-19 and one death were confirmed in the last 24 hours. According to the data from the epidemiological report at the national level, 10,244 tests were applied to date, returning a positivity percentage of 17.9%. Regarding the deaths, the ministry registers one in the last 24 hours. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, now a cumulative number of 8,189 deaths have been reported with a lethality of 1%. With the increase in confirmed infections, the number of active cases throughout the country rose to 7,939, of which 7,823 are in home isolation and 116 hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 7,803 at home and 20 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, we have 101 patients in the wards, and we have 15 patients in the intensive care unit. It is highlighted that the districts with the highest incidence of cases are Juan Díaz with 80, San Francisco with 79, Rufina Alfaro with 60, and Ancon with 60. The magistrates of the Electoral Court, Heriberto Arús, Eduardo Valdez Escofri, and Alfredo Juncker, held on Wednesday a first meeting with members of the security forces in order to coordinate the electoral process of the 5th of May of 2024. According to the entity, it is a meeting that is part of the general elections plan that was installed on the 23rd of March and that is made up of 33 work commissions responsible for planning, developing and executing the next elections. Arús, presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, said that the security forces play a fundamental role in the planning before and during the elections. At the meeting was Juan Pino, Minister of Security, Oriel Ortega, Director of the National Border Service, Jeremias Llorita, Director of the National Aeronaval Service, John Dornheim, Director of the National Police, and the Director of the National Migration Service, Samira Gorzin. Meanwhile, Judge Valdez Escofri, Director of the Planning Program, announced that this Friday, the 6th of May, they will begin with the plan to disclose the reforms to the Electoral Code. A formal request in order to obtain information from the payroll of the Mayor's Office of Panama was presented on the morning of this Wednesday. The request is supported by a group of citizens that supports the recall process of the Mayor of the Capital District, José Luis Fábrega. Freddy Petit, spokesman for the group and signatory of the information request, said that there are about 1,000 officials hired over a period of 3 years, from 2020 to 2022. That is, in the midst of the confinements and suspension of many activities, product of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to data from the municipal payroll provided by Petit, in December of 2019, that is 6 months after Fábrega took office, and when the first cases of COVID-19 were detected in Wuhan in China, the Mayor's Office of Panama had 3,564 officials. In March of 2022, there were 4,418 registered servers. Well, for this reason, Petit indicated that they await answers about the motivations for making these contracts. What are these people doing? Who are they? They are working? We are asking for results and evidence that these people are going to their jobs and doing their job, he said. Well, Law 6 of 2002 grants a period of 30 days, extendable for 30 more, for the mayor to answer the questionnaire and provide the required public information. We are requesting information that is of public interest, he stressed. We are owners of the public money. We want to know what they spend it on and what is the benefit that it has been given. Said, for her part, the architect Sandra Escorcia, who accompanied Petit to present his petition at the Haitillo building, seat of the Municipality of Panama. And the Mayor's Office of Panama declared void the tender for the best value for the improvement of the Mi Pueblito tourist complex located in Ancon, with a reference price of $1.4 million. The decision was made by Mayor José Luis Fábrega on Tuesday. This was after reading a report of the Evaluation Commission that concluded that none of the four companies that participated in the Public Act met the minimum requirements established in the list of charges. Constructora Mercosur S.A., which offered a proposal of $1,402,966, RJ Inversiones S.A., which proposed an amount of $1,430,929, Gadinsa, which submitted an offer of $1,402,032, and the company Reco S.A., which submitted an offer of $1,430,487, participated in the tender. According to the Evaluation Commission, Constructora Mercosur S.A., RJ Inversiones S.A., and Gadinsa did not pass the waiting phase since they did not meet the mandatory minimum requirements indicated in the tender documents, which is why they cannot be evaluated. Meanwhile, the company Reco S.A. did not present the bond within the proposal for which it was rejected. According to the statement of charges published on the Panama Compra portal, the project is to renovate Mi Pueblito Interiano for $505,551 and Mi Pueblito Indigena for $925,489. The company that wins the tender must finish the work in 1 year, counted from the order to proceed. The works include, among other things, the application of paint, removal of tiles, wooden structures, railings, installation of new wooden elements, repair of cracks in pavements and walls, chapel and its components, improvement in restaurant, barbershop, telegraph, premises, toilets and deposits. The tourist complex, which is on the slopes of Cerro Ancon, was inaugurated in 1994. This was under the administration of Mayen Correa. The Colombian Navy, together with the agents of the National Aeronaval Service, SENAN, seized 6.1 tons of cocaine off the coast of Isla Grande in the province of Colón. This was reported by the Colombian entity through Twitter, where it highlighted that this seizure represents an economic loss for drug trafficking groups operating in the region of $207 million. In this way, we prevent more than 15 million doses from reaching the international drug market, the Colombian Navy pointed out when detailing the operation that was carried out last Monday. Ibis Manuel Luna, commander of the Task Force Against Drug Trafficking, recalled that the Colombian Navy ratified its commitment to multilateral operations to control drug trafficking. Luna recalled that these operations are aimed at denying the use of maritime space to organizations at the service of drug trafficking for the trafficking of illegal or illicit substances. They did not reveal whether the people transporting the cocaine were captured or their nationality. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares will have their sentencing hearing on Friday, the 20th of May. This is in the federal court of the Eastern District of New York, 5 months after having pleaded guilty to participating in a scheme to launder bribes paid for by the Brazilian company Odebrecht to a senior official of the Panamanian government between 2009 and 14, accepting that he is also a close relative of both. The agreements reached by the brothers have basically the same structure, a confession in exchange for a maximum non-appealable sentence of 151 months in prison and the return of some $19 million together as a fine. This does not limit the application of more favourable or unfavourable conditions in sentences, the scope of which can only be understood with the terms of the respective sentences. If the sentence is more than 151 months in prison, it would be appealable. The three fundamental aspects of the sentences are the duration, the discount for the time served in Guatemala, and a penitentiary facility in which they will serve their sentence. It is necessary to remember that the sentence is determined by Federal Judge Ramon J. Deary, based on the recommendations made by the Federal Prosecutor's Office for the Eastern District of New York and the Federal Bureau of Prisons of the Department of Justice. Thus, each of these aspects can reveal not only the recommendations of these entities, but also other aspects of the process. As is clear, the judges speak by their rulings, and the sentences that Judge Deary dispenses will say a lot about his concept of justice and about how the different agencies of the United States federal government try to punish those involved in the Odebrecht case. The summit of foreign ministers from Central American and Caribbean countries, which was held on Tuesday in Panama, a meeting in which Josep Borrell, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, participated, well, and it all concluded with the announcement that Panama and the EU agreed to establish a regional data center in the country, a part of the Copernicus component. This is the EU's space program, which, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Panama, will be aimed at increasing the capacities of the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean in managing the environment, mitigating the effects of climate change and disaster risk reduction. The details of the agreement are being finalized between the Foreign Ministry and the Directorate General for Defense, Industry and Space of the European Union. At the close of the meeting, Foreign Minister Erica Moines assured that the relevance of the Central American and Caribbean countries depends on the ability to design a coherent strategy as a region. Borrell announced that they plan to organize a summit that brings together the countries of the region with the EU countries for the last semester of 2023. With the goal of improving cooperation ties. He assured that the EU's relations with the region are a personal priority. Two consortiums presented proposals as a public act carried out by the Panamanian Sanitation Program for the design and construction of the main collector of the Matasnillo River for an amount of $60.2 million. The BRD Matasnillo Consortium offered $71.3 million, and the Prodomex Urban Infrastructure Construction Consortium presented its proposal of $59.9 million. According to the specifications, this project contemplates 19 pipe interconnections that are planned to be carried out and that will allow the transport of wastewater from the area, starting in Los Libertadores in the Tumbo Muerto and ending in the Isabel Herrera Professional School of Obaldía in Paitia, Corrimiento of San Francisco. The work is financed by the Inter-American Development Bank and the Development Bank of Latin America and will have a coverage or benefit of about 69,000 people. Rafael Diaz, General Coordinator of the Panama Sanitation Program, stressed that from San Francisco, the collected water will reach the Matias Hernandez pumping station in the Chanis sector and then be transported to the wastewater treatment plant for proper treatment and then disposition to the mouth of the Juan Diaz River. Gasoline prices, they're going to rise from this Friday, 6th of May, reported the National Energy Secretariat. 95-octane gasoline is going to rise 5 cents a litre to cost $1.20. Meanwhile, the 91-octane will increase 3 cents a litre to $1.20. Meanwhile, the price of low-sulphur diesel increased 11 cents to cost $1.36 per litre. These prices begin to take effect from 6 o'clock on Friday morning, 6th of May, and will be in force until May the 20th, the entity said. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.